Just as a suffix is a word ending, a prefix is a word beginning. Prefixes can mean the opposite of, or can alter the meaning of the word in other ways. Examples of the opposite prefixes include in, insecure means not secure, disable means not able, ill, illegal means not legal, immature means not mature, unwelcome means not welcome. Notice that the main stress of the word is always on the word after the prefix. Not all prefixes, however, give words the opposite meaning. Some prefixes alter the meaning in other ways. For example, anti means against, anti-nuclear, non means not, non-profit, over means more, overachiever, pre means before or already, pre-packaged, self means relating to me, self-evaluation, under means not enough, undercooked. Note that these prefixes are given equal stress to the words after them because it changes or adds meaning to the word. It's time for another dialogue. The characters in the following scene will be demonstrating, you guessed it, prefixes. Watch closely.
That referee was really immature.
He let the other team away with so many illegal things.
He was just like a piece of undercooked chicken. But just thinking about him makes me want to throw up.
He tried too hard to make people like him, instead of concentrating on the game.
He was the biggest overachiever that I have ever seen.
It's completely his fault that we lost 75-0.
It was always going to be hard. But he made sure that it was impossible.
Now you'll understand how easily the meaning of a word can be changed by adding a simple thing called a prefix at the start. See if you can figure out which prefixes change the meaning to the opposite and which ones alter the meaning in other ways as the scene repeats without subtitles.
That referee was really immature.
He let the other team away with so many illegal things.
He was just like a piece of undercooked chicken. But just thinking about him makes me want to throw up.
He tried too hard to make people like him, instead of concentrating on the game.
He was the biggest overachiever that I have ever seen.
It was completely his fault that we lost 75-0.
It was always going to be hard, but he made sure that it was impossible.
Earlier, we recapped the various verb forms we had learned. It's time to introduce a new form, the narrative. Narratives are stories, usually set in the past, that use time to organise them. They are about events and can either be oral, spoken stories, or printed, written stories. When we read a narrative, we must understand the order of events in the story. To do this, we use the following questions to determine if the action is past simple,